sometimes. You don't know where they come from, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, did you have those insects around your pond with two sets of wings like that? Look something like this.
Mosquitoes?
No, they're bigger than that. Sometimes get to be about that long. Real skinny tail back here.
Well, I might have, but I just can't recall what you're...
Blue, maybe, or green. If you're fishing, they'll come up and land on the end of your pole.
How do I should call them? That ain't going to run out, is it?
No, we've got a little more, and then I'll just turn it over.
Oh. Well, I forget what you're trying to figure out they are.
Dragonfly, snake.
You mean, not butterflies.
No. Snake feeder?
Oh, yeah. What do you call them? I know now if I can just think of it. Snake something, but I just can't recall it.
Snake doctor? Snake feeder?
Snake feeder, I think they call them.
That's for sure interesting to see those things fly.
Oh, yeah.
Come right up and stop, yeah. Go the other way. How about those little insects that you see in the spring or in the summer on a nice, warm, still night? They fly around and flash a little light.
You mean lightning bug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have those around in the meadows?
Well, I don't, you know, they used to, you used to see, they'd be so thick, it would better light up things, you know, but I haven't saw one for quite a while since I come off the farm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lightning bug, my land, they used to catch them, you know.
Yeah, hold them and watch
them. Hold them in your hand and let them light out so you look through that way to see them, you know.
Yeah. Smash them and see that stuff still grow.
Yeah.
Very strange. Did you have those bugs that would crawl under your skin and then make a welt and an itch?
Well, I don't know what... You like the hives? They call the hives?
No, these are insects that you can... Well, you go out and walk in a field with bushes and then rub off on your clothes and then go inside your clothes and burrow into your skin.
Well, now there's a darn many of them kind of things like that
like chiggers or jiggers?
Chiggers, oh my land, yes. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
There aren't many can't see them, but yeah.
Yeah, until they bite.
They won't. Now, it's one thing about Bermuda grass, they don't get no chicken Bermuda grass.
Oh.
No, but you get them in the blue stem. You get out of blue stem, my land. I won't put boots on when I go out in blue stem. They stay in this blue stem grass.
And Bermuda won't bother, huh?
We had a Bermuda yard one time. We slept out on them, and we never got no chicken on
them. Well,
when I was a boy, we slept out on Bermuda grass.
How about these insects that sting? Maybe they'll build a nest up under your eaves?
Wasp or hornets?
Uh-huh.
I think one out here now.
Oh, they're miserable, aren't they?
I'll tell you what, one happened when I was a kid. We had a old house that had wheat in. And mother went over there to get a load of wheat. She always shoveled a load of wheat in to take town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big wasp nest inside. And I said, Mother, I'll get a rock and get inside and knock that down and come out that window.
Oh.
Well, I knocked it down, and they made it to the wind the same time I did. Listen, I didn't sit down for a week.
Oh, dear.
And next time I knocked down wasp nest, I got outside the building before I knocked it down.
And you mentioned hornets. Are they the same thing as wasps?
Well, they're just a little bit different.
Uh-huh. What's the one that lives in the earth?
Huh?
Or is there one of these that makes a home in the earth?
Well, that's a bumblebee.
Oh.
Bumblebees, boy howdy. We used to go over in the, see bumblebee nests all got some honey in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to make paddles, and they stay out in the prairie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to take a paddle and go out and when they come up out of their hole there, we'd run a foot over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd find them paddles. And boy, we got in a bunch of them. We got away before we...